instead of a usual homily on the readings, there is a matter of importance that I have to discuss with you as parishioners, something that affects our parish. And then I have a little commentary on what led to that afterwards. This is from the Acadiana Advocate of Friday, July 24th. The heading of the article says, "Villeplat man held on child porn possession. Suspect was a former volunteer for Lafayette Diocese." And so I'll read the article to you. A Villeplat man was being held Thursday in lieu of $350,000 bail at the Rapides Parish Detention Center, accused by the Louisiana Attorney General's Office of possessing child pornography. Isaac Calderon Sierra, 22, was accused Tuesday of possession of pornography that involved the sexual abuse of animals. He didn't do that, it was a picture of that, and pornography involving juveniles 13 or younger. On Monday, he was booked as a fugitive accused of a felony. KTC-TV reported that Calderon was affiliated with the Diocese of Lafayette. The diocese confirmed the suspect formally volunteered for a youth group, which he did here, that met at Our Lady Queen of All Saints Church in Villeplat. In keeping with our safe environment protocols, Mr. Calderon never had any opportunity to be alone with any youth during youth group gatherings, and that is true. Nor have we received any complaints in connection with the youth group, the diocese said in a prepared statement. If you have any information on the case, please contact the Evangeline Parish Sheriff's Office. As this is an ongoing criminal investigation, the diocese will have no further comment on the matter. A statement from the Louisiana Attorney General's Office said the suspect was arrested after an investigation involving the Louisiana Bureau of Investigation Cybercrime Unit, Louisiana Bureau of Investigation Fugitive Apprehension Unit, the Evangeline Parish Sheriff's Office, the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office, Homeland Security Investigations, and the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office. The investigation was initiated following a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. An arrest warrant was obtained for the suspect in Evangeline Parish on Monday for 5 counts of child pornography, the Attorney General's Office said. He was located that day in Rapides Parish and booked in the Rapides Parish Correctional Center. On Tuesday, he was rebooked at the jail on 300 counts of child pornography and 5 counts of abuse of animals, again, pictures. A spokesman for the police said all the cases involve possession of pornography and not physical acts by the suspect. So I want to emphasize that the case involves possession only of pornography and not any physical acts by the suspect. Some of you who come to Mass at the 10:30 service ordinarily would know Isaac. Isaac was one of the young adult volunteers, a volunteer leader for our inter-parish youth group. Isaac has been a member of Our Lady Queen of All Saints Church for over 20 years. His parents, Arturo and Elvira Calderon, came here as legal immigrants to the United States from Mexico to establish a better life for themselves and their family. They first resided in Texas, where Arturo began working for the Cameron Corporation. Cameron then asked Arturo to transfer here to Villeplat, where he and his wife Elvira, a homemaker, raised their 2 sons. Their family is devoutly, and I mean devoutly, Catholic. When the 10:30 choir plays here at Mass, Arturo plays with them. He is a bass guitar player. Isaac and his brother served as ushers for the 10:30 Mass. Isaac in the past has helped me in serving as a translator for a baptism class and the baptism itself for another Mexican family who joined our parish, who became part of Queen of All Saints a few years ago. Now this summer before this one, Isaac came with us on our mission trip to Honduras, proving himself a hard worker, a good translator, and even an artist. Every group that goes to mission will leave a picture on the walls of the mission center as a symbol of who they were with their names. And he painted a beautiful picture of Our Lady when we did that. He's also a member of the National Guard, which is why he was in Rapides Parish where this occurred. He was serving with the Guard in coronavirus testing. He served a tour in the Middle East even. And because of all these things, we found Isaac to be a very good role model for our youth group, which he was. This is why we asked him to be a volunteer leader until now after this sad incident. his struggle with human weakness, and I believe his desire to serve his God, his country, and his church, made him a prime target for the devil, a prime target for insidious temptation by the serpent, and he fell hard. But the very same thing can happen to any one of us at any time. The devil is evil, but he's not stupid. Isaac needs, his family needs, our prayerful support. When I visited with them on Wednesday afternoon, they expressed that sorrow that they have no extended family here to rely on. All their families back home in Mexico. So please pray for them and pray for Isaac. I know that there are some very small-minded and cynical people who will have some very uncharitable thoughts and comments on the matter, but we as Christians must be better than that. Once this news about Isaac became public, several of the comments that were left all over social media became nothing short of disgusting, and they were. Things that were said about him, things said about the Catholic Church in general, our own Catholic Church here, about priests, all these things were vile and hateful, written by some of the most appalling examples of the human species I think I've ever witnessed. No doubt, what Isaac did was wrong and reprehensible, and of course he will have to pay a heavy price for it. But after having spoken with him personally, I know that he is deeply ashamed, deeply embarrassed, and deeply remorseful. But that does not mean that he is beyond God's mercy and beyond God's redemption. Thankfully, he did nothing to physically harm anyone. All the parents and all the pastors of the youth group participants were contacted, and they were informed about the situation. And there were no complaints from anyone, not one bad word about Isaac. Instead, people expressed their sadness and offered their prayers. That was the response. And I hope that we can soon get our youth group back and running again and make it active after this coronavirus business is over. I think that those parents' responses should be our own, that we too should respond with a deep sadness that this happened, but also respond with our prayers. Sad about this occurrence and prayers for forgiveness and healing for Isaac and for his family, that Isaac can forgive himself, and prayers that nothing like this, and certainly nothing worse, can ever happen again. But I want to conclude this with a final word on the subject of pornography. I've been a priest for 23 years, heard confessions for a long time, and it seems to me from the conversations that I've had with people that pornography is much worse now than it was 23 years ago. It's become a disease, an insidious disease, an epidemic disease. Pornography destroys lives, ruins marriages, ruins families. And believe it or not, I have a good friend who's a cyber policeman, actually. We're in a seminary together, who tells me that pornography is one of the main sources where you find kidnapping and human trafficking. Pornography exploits children, it exploits teenagers, and exploits vulnerable adults, weak adults. And it often ends up in tragedy. It often ends in death, death through drug abuse and drug overuse, murder, and suicide. The sad thing is, through the technologies that we have, today anyone, young or old, any age, anywhere, can enter this dark and sinister world just by a click of the button on their phone. It's the convenience and ease of a cell phone that's right in your pocket. Pornography is nothing new. It's as old as humanity. It was rampant in the Greco-Roman world and the pagan world. But to counteract that, this is what God teaches us through his chosen people who gave us the scriptures. In the beginning, as Genesis says, God fashioned the bodies of Adam and Eve with a purposeful design. The human body, in all of its parts, male and female, is God's masterpiece. God instilled in human beings that human sexuality and sexual desire with a sacred purpose. And that purpose is, in his own words, to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the world and subdue it. And here we have our first two parents, Adam and Eve, two persons but one entity. And in God's creation, bringing those two persons together as one, you see the origin of the sacrament of holy matrimony, where romantic love draws together a man and woman, a husband and wife, into a divine union that brings forth, generates life. In marriage, God has these persons creating new beings who, like their parents, are made in God's image. Marriage and family is a powerful reflection of the Holy Trinity. As we know in marriage, as St. Paul teaches, each spouse gives himself or herself totally to the other, and they do this in a loving surrender. The body of the husband belongs to his wife, the body of the wife belongs to her husband, and like our first parents, they feel no shame because there is no sin. This is of God. This is of God. Pornography, on the other hand, spits right in the face of God and declares sexuality or sex to be for personal pleasure alone. It turns persons into objects and things. You exist for my pleasure, pornography says. You will degrade yourself for my enjoyment. I will take the most intimate, most sacred act of beauty and love and make it exposed, unholy, unloving, and filthy to give some sick pleasure to myself. That's what pornography does. Pornography lowers anybody who participates in it, whether it happens to be the producers of pornography, the publishers, the viewers, those who purchase it, as well as its victims who are photographed and filmed. It lowers them to such subhuman degradation that you can see that this is not of God in any way, shape, or form. Now, in modern times, for some diabolical reason, pornography since the Second World War has become increasingly more acceptable and available and is absolutely addictive, highly addictive. It doesn't take much to get somebody hooked on it. This goes from the pinup girls that the soldiers had in the 1940s to the publication of Playboy and other magazines that followed suit in the 1950s, the so-called sexual revolution of the 60s as well, women's lib in the 70s, the availability of contraception and legalized abortion, the decadence of the 1980s to the cyber world of today. In all of this, human beings have gorged our basest passions with a desire to fulfill every sexual whim on a detestable diet of filth and reprehension. Isaac is not alone. Isaac is not alone. Everyone here has been affected by pornography in one way, shape, or form. And all of us are guilty in having a hand in the degradation of the human person. We've done it because we allow it to happen. We see things on TV and say nothing. We see things in movies and say nothing. It's in newspapers and advertisements and we say nothing. We say, well, it's freedom of speech, but it's not. From there, it kind of snowballs into other things. We accept modern clothing fashions, clothing that reveals way too much of the body and incites lust in the other person. We're not careful with the things that we watch, not careful about the things that we read or listen to or things that we say. In a world, the world is swimming in sewage, and that sewage is infecting our minds and from our minds into our actions and destroying our souls at the same time. And we have allowed the world to do that. Brothers and sisters, there's an antidote that God wants you and me and all of us as Christians to participate in to counteract the degradation of pornography and all things with it. God is calling all of us to purity. Purity of heart, purity of mind, purity of desire. Discretion, be careful what you see and how you see it. Modesty, watch how you dress, watch how you speak. Have self-control in your thoughts, control in your actions. Remember that the virtue of chastity means understanding the holiness of the human person, the holiness of the human body, the sacredness of human sexuality, and the right of God to dictate to us how our bodies are to be used. You hear the world say today, well, it's my body, my choice, or love is love. It's not your body, it's not your choice, it's God's. You were purchased by the blood of Christ on the cross, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and love is not love, God is love. And God tells us what true love is, regardless of the world's own desires. God himself says how our bodies are meant to be used and to serve him. Your body, the body of every person, houses a soul that reflects the image of the living God. And St. Paul tells us to glorify God in our bodies, to serve God in holiness, to allow others to do the same, encourage others to do the same. I think, brothers and sisters, together, through prayer, through penance, through self-denial, all of us can make an effort to end the degradation of the human person through pornography and all the evil that it generates. Let's do this. Do this out of love for the Lord, out of love for others, those who are hurt, especially by such darkness and sin.